Blessed is the word of God, is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. This is the word of God. It's a peculiar privilege and pleasure for us to come along here this evening and to renew acquaintance with some old friends and to meet some of you for the first time. All of us are engaged in work in our own particular places of worship, but we are also engaged in something of a corporate fashion in work in the open air. And this is why we are here this evening, to speak to you more especially about the work that we seek to do for the Lord in the open air. Now, one of the great things about open air meetings that I'm involved in anyway is that we believe in plenty of music. The Word of God's full of music, and we believe in having plenty of music. And sometimes, you know, we not only have an open air meeting, but sometimes we have a gospel march as well. I think I remember one New Year's Eve when we were here, we had a gospel march. Do you remember that? Well, this is one or two of the tunes that we play in the gospel march. Joiner in the joiner's shop there. Sometimes I call in a young man who seeks to do a work for God in Clydebank. One day, there was a young fellow come into his house, the house of this young Christian friend. This young man started to speak to him about the things of God. He said, I'm interested to know, because our friend, the Christian, had a little text outside his house. This man came in, he said, I want to talk to you. He showed him his arm, and his arm was all puncture marks from his drug addiction. So my friend said, where did you get interested in these things? And this young fellow said, you know, last Friday, I was standing down there, just beside Yarrow's Gate, and I heard some fellows speak, fellows in the dungarees, some fellows speak of the glorious things of God and the deliverance that God could bring. And he said, I want you to tell me more about it. Now there you are, friend. These sort of things happen when Christian people are faithful to God right out there in the open air. W.P. Nicholson. My, what a preacher W.P. was. He used to say this, there's no sighing in heaven, and there's no singing in hell. But thank God there's plenty of singing in heaven. And the Christian man is the only man we are right to sing. We have an open air meeting over the barrage, you know, and sometimes the Socialist Party of Great Britain, I don't know what they stand for, but they're still in there anyway. And sometimes they object to us making a noise. That's right, and they call it Jehovah's Jazz Band. Well, they can call it But you know, they object to us making a noise and singing. And I just say, well, if I was a politician, I wouldn't feel like singing either, would you?
Well, thank God, when you're a Christian, you've got something to sing about. I was simply dreaming, and on the old part of my series, it was. That was great singing. You sung like the Irishman, you know. When we asked the Irishman how he sung, he said, I opened my mouth and threw myself into it.
I was at a meeting one time, I was speaking at it, there was a fella giving his testimony. This lad was a cab-carrying member of the Communist Party at one time. He had a very strange testimony. He said, I went out with my wife on a Saturday afternoon to spend the time walking around the shops. He was like me, he was a joiner. With the wages we get, said, all you can spend is an afternoon walking around about the shops. And he said, I started walking down, was that Argyle Street or Sucky Hall Street, one of these streets. And he said, I started out there, walking down that street, as a cab-carrying member of the Communist Party. By the time I got to the end of that street, I was in the Kingdom of God. I said, how did that happen? Tell us about it. He said, there was a wee man walking in front of me, and he had a text that said, what think ye of Christ? Now he said, I knew what I thought of the church. I knew what I thought of Christian people. But I went along there and never spoke a word to my wife. What think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? And he said, this word was blown into me. Until he said, there in the middle of the street, I came to grips with a Saviour. And he said, before I came to the end of that street, he said, I'm a Christian.
Amen.
My friend, listen, the man who carried that text board, I don't suppose knows that that man was saved through his ministry. God bless him. There were two fellas going over to America, emigrate. And there was a third fella on the boat with them. And these two fellas called them over. They were in the promenade deck. He was emigrating too. They said, come here, I want a word with you. About 3 weeks ago, they said, you were at the Odeon Cinema, is that right? He said, yes. He said, you were preaching there at the Odeon Cinema. He said, that's right. They told him the kind of clothes he was wearing, the kind of hymns that were sung and played, the kind of message that was given. Two fellas who had no interest whatsoever in the things of God told our Christian friend all these things. You think folks don't know us? Of course they know. They've taken it in, my friend. And there's no word of God that's spoken in the power of the Spirit that's ever in vain. We'd never have known a thing about that, but they picked on this fella and he come back home one time and he told us of it. Just to encourage our heart. My dear friend, God blesses those who go out. And there's two instances of it, out of 1,000 that we could give you.
There's a young fella walked by Glasgow Cross one day. He wasn't long out of one of the mental hospitals. He'd been in there for 6 months treatment because his sin had found him out. He learned this, that no man sins and gets away with it. And some men pay for their sins in their mind, and some pay for their sins in their bodies. He saw a very strange thing, this young fellow. He was a Roman Catholic, or brought up in a Roman Catholic home. He used to steal from railway wagons by the £1,000 worth. And he saw a very strange thing as he walked by that meeting. He saw a man throwing a Bible in the ground. The fellow had thrown the Bible in the ground was illustrating a point. He'd said this, he'd said, look, there was a time when that was what the Bible meant to me, and he threw it in the ground. And this young fellow said, what a strange thing to do. And he stood there and he listened. And he heard from that man how that man, in the same condition practically as our friend was in, had come to know God, come to know Christ. And Jimmy that evening, later that evening, was down on his knees asking the Saviour to be his own. Through a fella doing a very strange thing in the open air. Friend, don't you ever condemn a Christian preacher for what he does. You don't know what God's doing while that fella's doing what you think so. There was a wee man came to Glasgow Cross one time, just about this height. Somebody had smashed him over the face when he was a bit of a lad up in Maryhill with an iron bar. He couldn't speak very well. This wee lad come up to Glasgow Cross to sort the preachers out. And he was an expert at that sort of thing up and down the Gascoigne Road. And he leaned up against the post box yonder at Glasgow Cross and he said, I'll just wait till these fellas are finished and then I'll go over there and sort these lads out. And you know, God got a hold of that wee fella standing there in the open air. God got a hold of him. He went home, he come back 3 weeks later. He said, come here you, I want a word with you. And I said, what is it? He said, 3 weeks ago, he said, I came here to really do you this. And he said, standing there, he said, I couldn't move. I went home. And I did what the preacher was telling folks to do, to repent of sin and to ask Jesus Christ into their life. And he said, for 3 weeks, he said, I've known the power over sin and the power over drink. Is that what you call salvation? I said, yes. He said, well, I'm good. That wee fella went back to Diggs where they had a she-bean and a drinking party practically every night. And he said to them, now look, I'm finished with it. I've got saved. The man said to him, listen, he said, we don't want your kind down the stair and out. And the wee lad packed his case at 12 o'clock at night, walking down the stair. And his landlord said to him, where are you going? And the wee lad said, look, he said, I don't know where I'm going. But he says, I know this, that I'm a Christian now. And the landlord said to him, look, son, he said, if it means that much to you, it must be real. Come on back into the house. That wee lad met a Christian lassie. He comes and he witnesses and his wife sings in the open air. And wee Bobby told me this, he says, and Bobby's got a responsible job now with a Clyde Trust. And wee Bobby told me this out of his own mouth, he says, sometimes I walk into that lovely furnished house that I've got up there in Springburn. And he says, as soon as I open the door, I burst into tears. Said, when I think of the life I used to live, and know what God has done for this soul of mine. And he says, not only for this soul of mine, but for the ward, for the floors, for the tent. A wee woman came over to me the other day at Glasgow, Barrowlands Market. She slipped a wee bit of paper in my hand, a very shy wee Glasgow woman. And I read the paper, I think Bobby saw it as well. I've still got it at home, it's very precious to me. Do you know what it said? Please thank the lads for preaching in the open air. From one who was lost and is now found. I tell you, my friend, my Christian friend, are you listening? If you want to reach men and women, you'll never reach them sitting at home wishing. If you want to reach men and women, you get your jacket off and you get into it. I was saved under the preaching of Jock Troop. Through an open air meeting at Glasgow Cross. I often say it was the only time I ever had money at my back. I was leaning up against the Bank of Scotland. 1944, the month of December, God spoke to me through the preaching of Jock, and he was built just like this man here. 10th of December, 1944. The 11th of December, wee Tommy Campbell, a dear wee Irish Christian, got hold of me. He says, son, if you're a Christian, we'll need to get your mouth open. The following Sunday, I was standing on top of a refuse receptacle. They call them in the gobbles a midden. And I was standing on top of that, preaching the gospel. There was an old lady, four story up in the gobbles, back court where we were preaching. She was bothered with rheumatics or laziness or something. She just wrapped her ashes out, threw them out the window, and of course it all landed in me. And that was my introduction to open air preaching. But listen, friend. I saw in the back courts of the gobble, men and women at their windows, listening to the gospel of Christ. And I said, here are people, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, they've nothing else to do. And I've nothing else to do 2 to 3 on a Sunday afternoon, so why don't I go out and seek to reach them? And along with a crowd of young lads for the tent hall, that was how I spent my Sunday afternoons as a teenager, in my late teens and my early 20s. And that was 30 years ago. And for 30 years, I've been seeking to make Jesus Christ the Lord known in the open air. And I tell you this, friend, I don't know anything that pays dividends like open air work. Now, you think of it, won't you? I go down to John Brown's Gate in the summer on a Monday afternoon. There are men there with half an hour and nothing to do in it. We go down there with an accordion, a lad with a trumpet who works in singers, he comes down. One Christian out of John Brown, the other rest are in the back, out in the road. One Christian from John Brown comes out and stands with us. A fellow who's been doing it for 40-50 years. And scores and sometimes hundreds of men will stand there and listen to the gospel for 20 minutes. Now there's one thing about it. If you don't live it in the yard, you don't come out and speak about it out there. But there are the very boys who just walk out of the crowd and put a fist to your face and say, now look, if you can't live it in there, don't come out here and talk to us about it. On a Friday, during the summertime, we make our way in the dinner hour along to the UCS and Govan. I wish you saw the meetings that we used to have at the UCS and Govan, we hope to have during the summer. Now listen, there are Christian men in the UCS and Govan who come out and stand with us to preach the gospel. And we've seen, Bobby will tell you this, we've seen literally hundreds of working men standing there listening to the gospel. Now it's no religious soup you give them. It's the old-fashioned blood and fire gospel. They are no interested in nice wee speeches and 3-point sermons. Boy, you get them by the throat there on you doing Govan Road. And on a Wednesday, we sometimes go along there to the Scotstoun shipyard, the old Connell shipyard, the most red shipyard on the Clyde side. The most red place of work on the Clyde side. And Sammy Barr, the leading shop steward, will come out there and stand and listen to the gospel along with us. He never thought it was possible for us. I'll tell you why it's possible. Because we seek to make the gospel relevant. I work in a building site. I work in a joiner shop. I'm a shop steward. And I seek to come to my fellow workers and to tell them in plain, unvarnished, easy to be understood Glasgow language what Jesus Christ means to me. And they listen. But if they don't listen, I've got to chuck it. I've got to see what's wrong with me. Friend, listen. Young men and women, listen. You've got your life before you. You've got Christ on your side, Christ in your heart. What are you doing with that life of yours? Wasting it on a Sunday afternoon with your head stuck in a television set. What are you doing with that life of yours, young men and women? You've got the energy, you've got the strength. Some of us have been at it that long that are beginning to feel the strain of them. You young men and women, God's depending on you. Throw yourself into the work of God. You older people, and some of you, your life's slipping away from you. And man, listen, you've never gone round a door or battered a door with a tract for God in your life. What are you doing about it, friend? You don't even need to be able to speak. All you need to be able to do is shove a thing through a letterbox, that's it. Charlie Clark, who was my best man, you know Charlie. Charlie was saved through a crack shoved under a door. He didn't know who shoved under the door. But a power for God, Charlie was in the streets of Glasgow in Canberra's life. Or through somebody shoving a tract under a door. Friend, listen, we want to present a challenge to you. I've heard of boys, rough, hard boys, who've been saved by the grace of God through somebody coming out into the open air, and they themselves are engaged in this work and seeking to win their workmates and others and their neighbours for the Lord Jesus Christ. What about you this evening, Christian friend? What about you getting your jacket off and getting into it? There's an opportunity, I'm sure, around these places here. I was speaking out there at Largo. I was speaking at a wee service. There was about half of the congregation young people. I say to the youngsters, what about coming out into the open air after the meeting? One of them says, well, no. And we walked from the church room to the open air, and I'm setting up the stuff, you know, the loud speaking equipment. A young fella comes over to me, he says, mister, I've just become a Christian. I said, where? He says, out there, just about 100 yards down the road there. He said, God spoke to me in the church, he says, and that young fella there spoke to me in the way here. And right out there, he became a Christian in the open air through somebody speaking to him about the Saviour. All fell about 19 or 20. My friend, listen, this is what God wants of us. Now, you unsaved folks, I want just in the last minute to speak to you before we have a wee word of prayer and that's a bit over. I want to speak to you unsaved folks. You say to us, don't you? You prove to us that God's alive. This is what I get thrown in my teeth time after time. Doing at the bars there or in the shipyard gates. You prove to us that God's alive. Dear, what kind of proof do you want, friend, in this? What kind of proof do you want in this that God's alive? If God didn't do these miracles of grace, who did them? Wasn't it a doctor? That wasn't it science. Science and it's all its best to go at Bobby Hamilton. Could do nothing there. Gave him up. Hey, what are you going to do about this unsafe rate? Are you still going to go out of here making excuses? Are you still going to go out of here with your argument? Are you still going to go out of here and say it's all in the mind, you know? Are you still going to go out of here and say they're all religious cranks?
Or has God really spoken to your soul tonight? Has God really nailed you? Has God really nailed these feet of yours to the ground? Has God said to you, it's tonight or not? Tonight I was saved, I tell you. I was the boy, I was brought up in the gobbles, and I was a boy with all the smart answers. I knew how to sort out the wee salvation army lasses make fun of. But I tell you, the night that God saved me, I couldn't move to that seat. I could not move, I was terrified to move. Terrified in case I dropped into hell, that was it. And maybe God's brought some of you folks to that place tonight. You've heard the word of God, you can't deny that what these fellows have said is true. You can't deny it, friend. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to go away from here saying that these lads have told lies? Are you going to go away from here and say that these lads are under a disillusion? Or are you going to go away from here saying the Christ that saved Bob Hamilton, the Christ that saved Harry Hume, the Christ that saved Dunkey Donald, that Christ is for me. I'm going to make him my own saviour right here and right now. So Christian, there's a challenge for you. Perhaps been challenged tonight. Maybe has as much education, sir, as would get us here to that door. We just try to do our best for the Lord. The boys in the street listen. There's no education that's needed. It's a heart of love. We've got no eloquence, boy. We've just got a desire to see what workmates and our friends say. Will you start then, Christian friend, now? Get round about these streets of yours for God. You unsaved person, in the closing moments of this week, will you do what a lovely wee phrase in the old Scottish catechism says that people should do? Embrace Christ as he's freely offered you in the gospel. Now let's go. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the wonders and marvels of thy grace. We began by singing Amazing Grace, and we'll sing, Lord, on the stage of human experience, real illustrations of the grace of God, things that we can't deny or prove. We do pray that you'll speak to the heart of every man and woman without Christ here. We do pray for those who are your own children, Lord, we pray, that you'll set us on fire of the Holy Ghost. Fill us with a fire of God and with a love for our fellow men. And help us to go out and spread abroad the glad tidings that Jesus loves and that Jesus saves. Now let thy grace and thy mercy and thy peace rest and abide upon all God's people, here and everywhere, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for listening, friend. And God bless you.